Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've got 5 soprano mouthpieces for your sound file today. They'll all be played on a concurve soprano for a customer request. I'm going to start out with a Selmer S80 facing a D, tip size 52. Second mouthpiece, Morgan 1C. It's vintage with a smaller chamber, but its tip is refaced to 52. A Cigar Rauscher Modern Remake, refaced to 63. A Marvel Tone Medium Round Chamber, refaced to 67. And a very vintage Selmer Large Chamber, original tip at 44 thousandths. And this concurve soprano has yet to be rebuilt, so it squawks a little down low, and I know that my bis key keeps getting stuck down in this melody I'm going to play today. So here's the first mouthpiece, the Selmer S80D. Yep, see? The Selmer S80 has a square chamber. Here's the Morgan. It has a round, small chamber, but it's more like an oval round. That Morgan had a tip size at 52 thousandths. Here's the Cigar Rauscher Modern Remake. It has a large round chamber and it's refaced to 63 thousandths. Here's mouthpiece number 4, the Marvel Tone, with a medium large round chamber, refaced to 67. Here's the very vintage Selmer with the really large chamber, the original tip at 44 thousandths. We can definitely hear that closed tip tone changes to be much more nasally, but I also noticed that maybe mixed with a very large chamber that these old guys originally had paired with them, these curved sopranos, the intonation also got very much improved, noticeably improved. And reed for reference today is just a Rico 2. That may have something to do with the extra nasally tone on this mouthpiece, since I know a harder reed would make a drastic difference in the playability as well. Anyway, hope that helps.